Was that a huge transition for you to go? I mean, basically, you were from Mississippi, and then you jump into Hollywood, and that was that a?
It was a very, very big transition. And, you know, I knew Tony Curtis quite well. All of us knew each other. You know, we hung out all the time. And if you went any place, they'd all call and say, are you going? Yeah, let's go. We'll all get in and we'll go. And his parents were waiting for him to really make it big so they could move to California to be with him so he could support them. My family would say, get home. Is that long enough? All right, you've been out there 2 weeks. Isn't that enough? Dad, I've got a contract. I know whatever you have. That's ridiculous. You come home, you know. Now, please, please come out. Let me explain it all to you, you know. So they did. They came out, and they met my agent, and they gave him instructions. It was hysterical.
And they approved where you lived?
Well, yes, absolutely. Because there were no boys ever. You had to be in at a certain time, and that was it. So that was great for them and terrible for me.
So they then approved and saw what you were doing.
And they came out pretty regularly to see us, you know, and I went home a lot.
To a class of yours maybe and watched
you?
Yep,
they were really good. The class lasted. You know, there was one at Paramount, and there was one at Universal. I don't know if RKO or 20th had one or not. But anyway, Colleen Evans was at Paramount. She was a friend of mine. At least I knew her. And she married a very famous minister in the Hollywood area, Presbyterian minister. And they were sent to Washington, D.C. And when our son worked in Washington, we went to see him at one period of time.
Which son?
Matthew, working for Senator Boren, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And we went to church. Matt said, Mom, I've been going to this church, and Miss Evans, I think, was about your era of Hollywood. And, of course, I realized it was Colleen Townsend Evans, you know, so there she was,
Colleen,
and there I was.
Evans.
Evans, uh-huh. She married the Evans minister by that name.
I think she starred in a Billy Graham film.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm certain she would have, yeah.
One of the first films that he produced.
Right. I'll bet she did.
It seems that you were able to walk in to a film set where you didn't have to take some of the starlet bit parts, that you walked in and were able to get a real solid part from the very beginning. Is that true?
That's about right. It was actually, it was a sensational role. I played the other woman in a movie called Woman in Hiding. And Ida Lupino was in it, and Stephen McNally, who was going to be a really great villain, and he was being primed for all that. And Howard Duff, who had been on radio, as a matter of fact, for years and years, and had become a movie actor. It started out, there was a factory, and Mr. McNally was the director of the factory, and the owner of the factory had a beautiful daughter named Ida Lupino. And Ida Lupino was there, and the director, Mr. McNally, decided that's the catch of all time, and I am going to see how I can work things out with Ida. And so he began to court her, and she fell madly in love with him. And then he was sent to another factory that her father owned, and when he came back, he thought, this is what I've got to start up again. And so she said, you left me. Oh, no, he said, I had to go off and do all this stuff. But now I'm back, and let's get back where we started. So they marry and decide to honeymoon in this beautiful log cabin up in the forest. And it is marvelous. So they drive up in a lovely convertible setting and park in front of the cabin. And about that time, the door of the cabin opens, and there I am. I have a drink in one hand, and I'm leaning against the door with the other hand. And I say, Stephen, darling, I didn't expect you this soon. And all this nonsense. And he pushes me away, and I said, all right, I'll leave you alone. And I threw the keys to the cabin. I said, but you might like to have the keys to the cabin, darling, and left. That was the, oh, it was, you know, well, I was so excited about that part. I called my mother and I said, Mom, you won't believe this part I have. It's wonderful. I got the part from making a short film of it. And the head of the studio said, Peggy, I'm going to let you make this little piece of film. The most important thing in Hollywood was to have a piece of film you could take to another studio and all around so you could get parts. You know, if they saw you and they wanted to use you in something, they could do it. But you had to get on film. So they said, if you do this, you can't take it around because it will leak to the other studios the plot of what we're going to do in this picture. And we want that to be one of the most important scenes in the thing. So I said, that's all right, I'll do it just to try and see what you look like on film, you know. So I did this part, and they put it away. And when they decided to do the film, which was about 2 or 3 months later, I got the part. That was really fun. They had me under contract, you know. They might as well push me a little, and it was not too big a part. So, but it was a nifty first scene, you know, in any movie. It was really, my mother. Oh, I called and said, Mom, guess what? I'm playing the other woman. And there was this long silence on the phone. And she said, what? And I said, I play the other woman. I said, it's fine. You know, that's the way Bette Davis got started. She said, you get the good girl part. And I said, Mom, Ida Lupino has the part. I can't get it. Sorry about that. Want it, but can't do it. Oh.
So that, Woman in Hiding, was your first film?
Yeah, it was.